Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just going to be you and me. I want to talk about starting a small business. There are a lot of you out there who are thinking about starting a small business. You've got it on your mind. You've had it on your mind for a long time. Some of you have been casually thinking about it because you've got a job, but you're not happy in the job, or you just got this burning desire to start a business on your own, to have your own business, to have it your way, and hopefully to find some financial success. Right? That's a typical reason why people want to start a business. Another reason why they want to start a small business. You might be like I was 20 plus years ago. Now I'd always wanted to have my own business, but I got to a point where I was out of work. I was downsized in the late 80s, twice, actually, and so I had two kids and two mortgages, and I was motivated, and I could have looked for another job, but I chose to start my own business, and I started it with almost nothing. And I'm only saying that because that's just an example of where some people are right now, and they're wanting to start a business, and there are a million different stories about why someone would want to start a business, but that doesn't matter. That part of it doesn't really matter. The part that matters is how you go about it. Now, if you have time, if you have a job, and you can grow into this thing, you can lay the groundwork, you can do the research, you can do the homework, you can start saving some money, putting some money back to be your initial capital, so you can go as long as humanly possible without taking any money out yourself. Oh, does that shock you? If what I just said shocks you, do not start your business. You're not ready. If you don't understand that when you start a business, you could go months, but more likely years, 1-2 years, maybe, without really taking any real money out of the business. You could have to go that long, depending on the business, depending on where you whether you start from scratch or whether you have something going on where customers are, coming in pretty quick. So if you have a job, if you have the ability to be deliberate, then do that. Please, if you have the ability to be deliberate, do that. Now, I'm not trying to build you an excuse for putting off your decision, for being indecisive. I'm not trying to help you do that, because you got to make decisions at some point in time. You're going to have to pull the trigger. So at some point in time, you're going to have to go with it. But many people that I've seen do this so successfully, start a business while they had a job. Many people have they've started a business on the side. Maybe it wasn't even the business that they wound up going with when they went full time. Maybe it was a training business. Maybe it was a little personal services business or an eBay business, for goodness sake. It could be a lot of different small things. But what you're doing as you're growing your knowledge of being a small business, as you're building this little business on the side, alongside, sort of in a parallel universe from your job, as you're doing that, you're learning about business. You're learning about cash flow. You're learning about customers. You're learning about supply chain. You're learning about marketing. You're learning about the landscape of the economy and the marketplace right now. So while you're doing all that, if you've got the time to be deliberate and you're learning all that, that's the way to go. If you can be deliberate, do that, because you can And then if something happens, let's say the company gives you a buyout opportunity. Okay, then that accelerated your plans. Or let's say that you just, you know, you ever get a new manager. There could be a lot of things that you know, a new manager you're not happy with. Or the company's going down a different road. Or at some point in time, you just say, okay, I'm going to pull the trigger. And you start. And you turn in your notice or your company. But all the while, at just before you turn in your notice, if you can do it again under a plan deliberately, as you're building toward this, you're ramping up your business a little bit more and a little bit more. Still doing your job. Don't forget, you have to do your job. You have to do the job that you're being paid to do. And also, let me remind you that you can't start a business that competes with the business that you're working in. That's against the law. In other words, if you're working for somebody in the electrical supply business, you can't start your own electrical supply business on the side. That's not going to work. It's not only is it not ethical, it's probably, in your state, it's probably illegal. Almost certainly illegal. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your own business, whatever that may be. That's not what your employer's business is. But you're growing that business, and eventually you started off on your own. And now what you've done is when you open your door full time for the first time, you've got a foundation. You're not green. You're not a rookie. You've already got some business. One of my favorite stories is the guy that founded 1-800 Flowers. I'm losing his last name for some reason. I talked to him on the show right after he launched, right after he went public with 1-800 Flowers. I'll think of his name in a minute. Anyway, Jim was a counselor for the state of New York City, and he bought a florist on the side. He operated that florist for 10 years before he went national. 10 years. It's a great story. And now it's a very successful business. So think about that. That's the story. If you have the ability to be deliberate, to if you have the time, save the money, save the capital so you can go as long as you can, that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in a small business. Now, if you don't have the time, things are a little more urgent to start a business. We're going to talk about that after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Come on the rising wind. We're going up
around the bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.